This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A college in South Carolina says that some students deserve better grades just for trying hard. At Benedict College, first and second year students are graded partly on the quality of their work and partly on their effort. And that has led to a fierce debate about the academic efforts being made at a historically black school. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
By the fall of 2001, David Swinton says he faced a tough decision. He'd been president of Benedict College for almost 7 years, and nothing had made a dent in the school's high dropout rates. So Swinton came up with a radical idea. Benedict College would reward students not just for academic performance, but for how hard they worked.
We believe that effort is a valuable academic skill to develop.
As with many other historically black colleges and universities, Benedict College has an open-door enrollment policy. That means anyone with a high school diploma or the equivalent can attend. It also means a school can wind up with significant numbers of students who scored poorly on standardized tests or have low grade point averages. So in January of 2002, Swinton introduced a grading program called Success Equals Effort.
It's a valuable skill for the world of work. It's a valuable skill for success in graduate school. And so effort is not something trivial.
Under the policy, 40% of freshman students' grades are based on what's called acquired knowledge. This includes traditional elements like how they score on exams, homework, and other class assignments. The remaining 60% of grades are based on effort, attendance, participation in class, seeking out tutoring, or turning in extra credit work. Swinton says the new policy is crucial for students who've had substandard educations and little family support.
They have not acquired the faith and belief in their own efforts, and they don't really believe that by hard work and study and perseverance that they can achieve, because they, one, in most cases they've never been told that, and two, in most cases they never experienced that.
By sophomore year, the grading formula shifts to 50-50 for effort and performance, and by junior year, students are graded solely on academic performance. But critics of the C policy say it sends a terrible message about the quality of education at historically black colleges and universities.
Are we doing a student a favor by saying, well, he tried hard, let's promote him anyway? I don't think so.
Millwood Motley was a biology professor at Benedict College until July of last year. He was one of two professors fired for refusing to adopt the C policy. Motley had a student who never missed class, participated frequently, turned in all his assignments, but never scored higher than 40 out of 100 on his exams. Motley had to give the student an A for effort, which raised his F in academics to an overall C grade for the course.
I saw it as a violation of my professional standards, and I decided I was not going to violate those standards again, period.
When the American Association of University Professors learned of the dismissals, the C policy gained national attention. It's certainly topic number one on campus and in Gladys Shabazz's journalism class. Sherrod Gary is a senior in the class. He thinks Benedict students who don't need the C policy may be most harmed by it. Gary describes a recent job interview at a tutoring company where prospective employers were originally enthusiastic about interviewing a Benedict grad. Their attitude changed after the news stories broke.
They asked me a lot of questions, and these were very stereotypical questions, and a lot of it had to do with some of the issues going on with the C policy, and I felt kind of intimidated as well as offended by some of the remarks, even though I handled it in a professional manner. So.
But Benedict's president, Swinton, says these types of stereotypical judgments of historically black colleges and universities existed long before the C policy. Swinton is pinning his hopes on students like Joe Green III.
While I was in the spirit, God changed something.
The lanky 22-year-old freshman is auditioning for the school's gospel choir.
Revealed something.
Green virtually channels a young Malcolm X with his pale, freckled skin, reddish-brown hair, and glasses. Choir director Daryl Izzard begins the interview portion of the audition.
Let me ask you, why, first of all, why Benedict College? Benedict College because I believe it's a place of open opportunity. They don't ask much. They only ask for you to put forth your best effort and not to give up once you start something and finish it.
Benedict College will release an analysis of 2 years of success equals effort data this spring. Swinton hopes it proves that the policy has helped students rise above the expectations of people who think they shouldn't be in college anyway. Rachel Jones, NPR News.